This is John Norris, Executive Director of the Enough Project. During his first month in office, President Obama faces any number of foreign policy tests, from Gaza to Iran, Afghanistan, Iraq, but certainly the situation in Sudan will demand early and immediate attention from the President. The President and key members of his cabinet, such as Susan Rice and Hillary Clinton, have spoken passionately and eloquently about the need to respond to the situation in Darfur, and it's going to become an elephant in the room pretty quickly because it looks increasingly apparent that the president of Sudan will very likely face an arrest warrant from the International Criminal Court on charges including crimes against humanity, war crimes, and perhaps even genocide as early February. As always, the potential of an arrest warrant and international justice creates a lot of uncertainty. People are worried that the Sudanese will attack humanitarians on the ground, launch some kind of offensive against UN peacekeepers, a UNAMID force in Darfur, or generally complicate the situation. But I think really, in a lot of ways, an arrest warrant really presents a very important opportunity for the incoming administration, for President Obama, to get the situation right in Darfur and to move from simply looking at the situation and the crises, multiple crises in Sudan, in a piecemeal fashion and begin to approach the situation in Sudan in a holistic fashion and try to reach a peace agreement and peace deal, not only for Darfur, but reinvigorate the peace process and the implementation of a peace agreement between the North and South to head off a return to conflict in what was an earlier and much more deadly war in Sudan. In short, this is a time when the U.S. government can help lead an approach, help reinvigorate multilateral diplomacy, and help lead an approach that looks at Sudan not as simply a reaction to crisis after crisis, but actually an approach that begins to end these crises, that looks at a way to not simply declare the situation in Darfur a genocide, but to actually end the genocide, to move from an international approach that simply seeks to provide humanitarian aid and assistance and mitigate the crisis, but actually begins to deal with the underlying factors and causes of the conflict and brings those to a conclusion. Our report, done in conjunction with the Save Darfur Coalition and the Genocide Intervention Network, makes a couple of key points. First, we feel that the International Criminal Court investigation should continue and the wheels of international justice should move forward. In a lot of ways, the work of the International Criminal Court in Sudan probably has played a very decisive role to date in beginning to change the dynamic and hopefully lead to a government ultimately in Sudan that is much more responsive and respectful of the rights of its own people. We think a new Obama administration has a chance to greatly enhance and improve cooperation at the UN and among the states working on the issue of Sudan. We'd like to see practical steps such as an arms embargo expanded. The president and members of his team have already talked about potentially implementing a no-fly zone over Darfur as a way to give some teeth to an existing ban on offensive flights in the region. And lots of members in their confirmation hearings, Secretary of State Clinton, Ambassador Susan Rice up at the UN, have talked about the need to greatly expand, improve, and make UNAMID, the peacekeeping force on the ground, more effective. But again, simply implementing a no-fly zone or pouring more resources into UNAMID are important but ultimately insufficient steps to resolve the crisis. What's needed first and foremost is a real diplomatic push, a diplomatic surge led by the United States, an empowered special envoy who is very senior and really has the authority to lead a diplomatic effort that brings in not only all the parts of the U.S. government but works collaboratively with the UN and other key multilateral partners. The government in Sudan has shown again and again that it can cynically manipulate weakness and division in the international community. President Obama has spoken forcefully about the need to resolve Darfur and to address Sudan as a whole. Now is the opportunity for his government to move beyond rhetoric and to actually implement policies and to work with the tremendously powerful an active community of people in the United States who care deeply about this issue to bring about lasting change in Sudan. It certainly won't be easy, but the time is now, and I certainly think that not only activists, but the press, people across America, and people across the world will really look at how President Obama deals with Sudan as a bellwether of his presidency. Thank you. This is John Norris, Executive Director of the Enough Project.